You have brought him? Good. I see the sirens have cast their magics too. Now, human, you have been summoned to the throne to face the judgment of the Queen of the Deep. You are unable to see or move freely, but this is for your own protection. I expect you to tell me the location of the relic. Guards, leave us. I will speak to him alone. You think me weak? I do not need guards for an unarmed human. Begone! Little one, I'm sorry for how you've been treated. I feel awful. All alone in a dark cell. You must have been terrified. The guards are gone. It is just you and I. Please, relax. I won't hurt you.
If you give me what I want.
Little one, you know why you've been brought here. And the knowledge has burdened you for so long.
Don't resist.
Such a brave, strong boy you are. To withstand the fear and endure down here. I'm sure you heard them. The pain, the screams, the begging, the silence.
They're all gone.
But you're still here, resisting and refusing to tell my jailers anything. Impressive. This may feel strange, but I must bring you closer to see you clearer. Ah, not only strong, but handsome. You're shaking, though. Do you still fear me? The Queen of the Deep?
Your new queen.
Right now, we are just man and woman, my dear. Alone together. Do you know what true loneliness is, child? Being surrounded by others, but still alone. You feel it as well, don't you? I may be a queen, but you and I share the same feeling. We are both truly alone. Maybe right now we can abate that. Even if it is fleeting. Please, follow me to my chamber. You must be cold. My dear, sweet child, are you warmer now? I should hope so. You've stopped shaking. Let me undo the subjugation magics upon you. There. Please, open your eyes. And look upon me.
Your mistress.
Do not attempt to flee, for there is nowhere to go, pet. Besides, if you were to escape this room, what do you think would happen? There are monsters out there far worse than I, you know. You heard your friend's screams. You know what awaits you beyond those doors. But no harm will come to you as long as you stay with me.
Unless you resist.
You've suffered long enough. You should try to rest now, pet. Let me help you to bed. I know my tentacles do feel strange initially. Please, relax. I promise that you will not be harmed. In fact, I have a feeling you may appreciate what's coming. I wonder, little boy, what do you know about me? What do they tell you to scare you so? That I sink ships and kill travelers? I'm afraid I cannot control the ocean any more than you can control the wind, child. That I wish revenge upon the surface. My dear sweet thing, the surface holds no sway in my thoughts. This is my home now, and the sea is bountiful. I am far from evil, pet. I'm sure you'll even find me accommodating once we become acquainted. Your neck looks so inviting. Let me just... Little one, what was that noise you made? It was very nice. I'd like to hear it more if you'd let me. Does that feel good? The way my tentacles squeeze and release your leg muscles. Slowly working my way up and down your strong legs. If I may be so blunt, what do you know of sex, boy? Are you as inexperienced as you appear? Do not be embarrassed. We all must start somewhere. You may find inexperience is downright endearing to the right woman. A blank slate is so much easier to impress upon after all. I will make my mama. For example, I can teach you how to feel good. I can teach you how to please me. And of course, I can teach you how to use your cock properly. It's far more than a tool for your pleasure, after all.
You will learn your place.
Pet, I understand you're scared and I don't want you to hurt yourself. So I've applied the restraint magic again. However, I feel we no longer need these rags you're wearing. Ah, I see it's not too cold for you now. Impressive, little one. Or perhaps I shouldn't be calling you that anymore. I'll leave that alone for now, though. I find the lead-up makes the finale much grander. Let's see what else I can do to you. I know your neck is sensitive, but have you ever had a woman bite you there before? Oh yes, human. You certainly do make the nicest of noises. Does it hurt, human, the way my nail scrapes across your chest? By the simply delightful way your cock is twitching, I don't think so. The look in your eyes. What does it mean?
It is futile.
Do you long for more of my touch? My caress?
Beg for it.
Or do you want something more? I think I've left you wanting long enough, human. Your poor cock must be getting cold, exposed to the air down here. Why don't we warm you up a little? Oh.
You love humanity.
Oh.
Love me.
Oh.
Become more human.
Oh.
You will tell me everything.
Would you like to stay here with me? Become my prime consort. My good, sweet boy. You're doing so well. I want more from you, my love. I want to feel more of you. Don't worry, the tentacles will not harm you. I just want more. You close pet. Are you going to be a good boy and empty your seed in me? Yes, good boy. Oh, my sweet. Yes, I want you to come for me. Don't stop. I want you to let go. Yes. Yes. Come for me. Come. My sweet, lovable little boy. I'm sure you're not ready for more yet, but that will change. Time has a way of changing things, you see. Once your body becomes more suited to the roles here, I look forward to seeing how you change, my love. Sleep well.